Chit-chat from around the world, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego, magister Małgorzata Bączyńska.
Welcome again. This time April the 11th. If you have been listening to the radio since the early morning, you should already know that today we celebrate the Polish Radio Day. Polish because the International Radio Day is commonly celebrated on February the 13th. But the question is, why do we celebrate it? Well, if you're still listening to the radio, then it definitely plays a very important role in your everyday life. But how did everything start? Officially, Polish radio transmission took place on April the 18th, 1926, which was preceded by a proper act 3 years before. Today, the majority of radio stations broadcasting in Polish operate in Poland. However, there are several radio stations, which, though still broadcast in Polish, they are located outside Poland. For example, in the United States. Have you ever wondered how many radio stations you may listen to in Poland? We can enjoy as many as 6 public radio stations on FM, which provide you with information on current news, music, classical music, cultural events, and so on and so forth. And there are 3 digital ones, one of them devoted entirely to children. Apart from those 9 public radio stations, we may also listen to a wide spectrum of commercial radio stations. Please don't make me list all of them. But you can be sure that Afera Radio is listed there as one of around 200 local stations operating on FM. Speaking of Afera Radio, you probably know that we broadcast 24/7, so if you can't sleep at night, feel free to stay tuned. But what are its beginnings? It all started in 1990 as a non-public radio station broadcasting in Poznań. All the programs are created and provided by genius, talented, promising, and young journalists, most of whom are the students of Poznań University of Technology. Well, with some exceptions, like me for instance. Well, definitely I cannot be included in the students group, but you know, genius, talented, promising, young, relatively young, well, it's all me. The target audience are mostly young people aged between 15 and 29. But I can assure you that I know some dinosaurs who also listen to Afera Radio. Anyway, all music, comic, cultural or film programs comply with rock and alternative background. And the name itself? Certainly there are numerous legends and disputes over the beginnings. One of them concerns a big scandal of mysterious disappearance of the speakers installed in one of the students' dorms. Or the other version says about the installation of a transmission cable without the permission of university authorities. So remember, stay tuned and enjoy rock and alternative tunes.
Chit-chat from around the world, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego magister Małgorzata.